Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Today is Judge Judy's birthday.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Wow, that brought back some memories.
It really did. So I was thinking of a little game we could play. I have gone and watched a couple of episodes and read some articles. And we're going to play, is this case real or fake in the court of Judge Judy?
This is good because she's got some ridiculous cases happening on that show.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a case. You've got to tell me if it's real, if it actually happened on the show, or if it's completely fake.
All right.
You ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Case number one. Taylor claims her ex-best friend Audrey stole the dog she had planned to buy after Taylor had shown her the dog. A few weeks later, they had a fight and Audrey went to the breeder and purchased that dog so Taylor couldn't. So Taylor is suing Audrey for emotional damages.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Is
just
that
in case
true?
It's a real one.
Did that really happen on Judge Judy or did I make that one up?
I reckon that did happen. That sounds like something that could happen on Judge Judy.
Well, it didn't. It's completely fake.
That was good, though.
All right, number two.
You fooled me.
When a woman moved out of an apartment because she couldn't get along with her roommate, she took a new apartment that was more expensive. She then attempted to sue her old roommate for the difference to be able to afford the new apartment.
None of these people have actual cases. But
the cases are real.
Yeah.
The decision is final.
Cases are real, but they're ridiculous.
Fake or real?
Oh, I reckon it's real.
It is real. That did actually happen. Judge
wow.
Judy just threw the case out. She's like,
good.
You can't pay because you didn't want to live with her.
I can imagine her now, just 30 seconds in. She's like, this is ridiculous.
Mm. All right, number three. Erica claimed that her friend Lee gave her $2,000, but Lee wanted the money back, saying that it was a loan. But Erica argued that she should be allowed to keep it because her friend is wealthy enough to afford it. So Erica got the money. Lee's like, hey, that was a loan. Give it back. And she's like, no, you can afford to give me $2,000.
I love Americans suing people for nothing.
Is that real or fake?
I think that's real.
That is real. Correct.
Wow. I'm happy I got it right. I'm sad that it was a real case.
Yeah. All right, number four. A man claimed that he left a piece of birthday cake in the fridge with a note saying it was his and is now suing his 18-year-old son for disregarding the label and eating it.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that a guy would sue his own son.
Yeah,
eating birthday
I'm thinking
cake.
Like the son is probably a little bit of a rebel, going through a bit of a phase, and the dad's like, that's the last straw.
What a rebel. What did you do when you were 18? I snuck into the fridge and ate dad's cake. That's fake.
That is fake. I made that one up.
Yes.
All right, last one. Lisa claims that the defendant went into the toilet for 20 minutes and after, it was broken. She's suing them for damages.
What?
So
it was broken.
Yeah, so this person went into the toilet, sat on it for 20 minutes, and then when Lisa went back in next time, it was broken. So she reckons that guy is the one that did it and is suing him for damages.
Oh. I will say that's real.
That is real. You're pretty good at this game.
Wow.
It was only the first one you didn't get right.
Wow.